Foster Care Fortnight runs from the 14th to the 27th of May this year and is a really good opportunity for us to have a good think about what fostering is, what it means, and how potentially you could get involved. On the phone today, described as one of fostering North Yorkshire's most experienced foster carers, I have Alison Borg. Hello, Alison.
Hi.
How do you feel about that title, one of the most experienced foster carers in North Yorkshire?
I like that.
Yeah. So how long have you been a foster carer and how many children have stayed with you?
We've been fostering for 6 years now. We've had lots of children now, I think about 17. But the first child that we did foster is still with us, and she's under a long-term placement. Some of the other placements have been mother and baby, or respite placements, or short-term placement, perhaps anything from 6 months up to a year and a half.
So quite a range then, actually, of ages and situations.
Yes, we've had newborn babies, or a newborn baby from hospital, but we've also had the oldest one's 15-year-old, and lots of children in between. But other foster carers, if they choose, they can actually be more specific about the age range that they want, so that shouldn't put anybody off. You know, a lot of foster carers I know just do babies, just do mother and babies, or just do teenagers, obviously.
And what can you remember, if you take yourself back to all those years ago when you thought, do you know, I might do some foster caring, where did that idea come from and how were you feeling beforehand?
I used to work in Surrey and I was part of the local authority there, and we used to look at panel placements. I used to read the stories about some of the children and the difficulties they'd had in their lives, you know, and me as an adult, I had seen nothing of that in my childhood. And it really made me think about wanting to help. But I think one thing about being a foster carer is you do need to build a good support network around you. And at the time when I was working in Surrey, I didn't have that. So I waited until we did come up north, and then we looked into it then when we sort of more settled and back around a good support network who can help out when you need it.
And what would you say, this is quite a difficult question, but what has been the most surprising thing about being a foster carer that you maybe didn't even think about beforehand?
I think it's an honour to be a foster carer in many ways. It's quite an honour to take children on their first experience of something. Whether that's, you know, you take the children with you on holiday and it's their first experience of a holiday abroad. For some children, it might even the first experience to go on a caravan holiday, the first holiday they've ever had. For some children, you give them their first experience of going to see Father Christmas.
Oh.
Or, you know, something like that. Those experiences, the first time they've done something, we've just been to East Barnby and, you know, some of the children have been on the climbing wall and they've gone sledging and they've gone canoeing. But all of those firsts that you can give a child is quite an honour that I don't think I kind of appreciated before I came into this role. Just how much that makes you feel good and is, you know, something that you get back out of it. And I think the other thing is probably the benefit it's had for Liana, because my daughter's 10 and was raised very much as an only child, although she has got some half-siblings that are older. But for her, it's been brilliant to learn to be part of family and have to give and take. You know, it's not all one way anymore. It's not just all about her anymore. So the benefits for her have been really good as well, I think.
Well, Alison, I think it sounds you're a bit of an inspiration, actually. I think some of the ways that you talk about fostering and the way you described it as a bit of an honour, I think is an incredibly inspiring thing to listen to. If there are other people, they could be like a family unit that you're in, you know, husband, child. You don't actually need to have ever been a parent. You don't have to be in a relationship. You can be single, you can be gay. What would you say to the people who are thinking, maybe?
I would say find out more. It doesn't matter to foster in North Yorkshire whether you are straight or gay, like you said, young or old. A lot of people say to me, oh, I'm far too old to do that now. Well, no, you're not, actually. There are a lot of foster carers who have been fostering for a lot of years and have got a lot of experience behind them. There are other single foster carers who are out there. I think just as the range of children that come into care can be so broad, the range of foster carers that that need to be available for them. It needs to be so broad as well. Lots of people have got different skills. There's lots of different types of fostering. So don't let anything put you off. As long as you've got room in your house and room in your heart, I think go for it. Find out more.
Alison Borg, thank you so much for talking to us. And for anybody interested in getting involved with foster care, just get in touch with North Yorkshire County Council. I think northyorks.org.uk/fostering will sort you out.